Mississippi barge traffic coming back online. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. As we highlighted last week, Tennessee grain farmers along the Mississippi River have been quite concerned over the impact of what Hurricane Katrina did to the marketing system along the river. Several corn farmers have seen their basis fall by as much as 75 cents per bushel off the Chicago Board of Trade. But fortunately, it seems restoring the traffic back to some sense of order is ahead of what was first anticipated. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
With the second largest corn crop in history beginning to be harvested,
we know we've got to have those barges available to move this product to keep the depression on the cash prices minimized.
Deputy Agriculture Secretary Chuck Connor telling a group of farmers in Washington Monday that the process of clearing the Mississippi and opening the port of New Orleans is going better than expected. Commerce now about two-thirds of normal.
The Mississippi River is beginning to open to noteworthy levels of ship and barge traffic, particularly ships coming up in order to meet the barge traffic. There's one little section that the Corps of Engineers is working on, and once that section is cleared, we will be at the 40-foot drafts, which will enable the larger vessels to come up and meet the barges in order to complete the transactions.
One problem beyond just clearing the channels, many barges had their loads of grain ruined by the storm. Efforts are now underway to help get that grain off and dispose of it properly,
so that those barges can get back up the river in order to get this new crop,
which is putting extra pressure on prices. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Now, about 60% of the nation's corn and soybean crops are exported through the port of New Orleans, and because farmers along the Mississippi depend on local elevators for storage, they don't have enough storage capacity on their farms to hold their grain. The Tennessee Farm Bureau Federation is working to make sure that USDA and the Tennessee Department of Agriculture are aware of the problems that face our state's grain farmers. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.